The Pandavas' army reached Kurukshetra. The news reached Duryodhana. He called all his advisors. Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, Karna, Shakuni, Dushasana, all were there. Duryodhana sought their advice.
Duryodhana, the Pandavas are mighty heroes. Above all, they enjoy God's grace. Sri Krishna himself is with them. We have Bhishmacharya to protect us. Make him the commander-in-chief.
I will act as per your instructions, Guru. Our army is bigger than that of the Pandavas, and Bhishmacharya is our commander. We will not be scared of even Lord Parameshwara. Pandavas have to go back to the forest.
My lord, what happened? Look at Bhishmacharya. His skin is loose. He has lost his teeth. His mustache is white. His head is shaking. His shoulders droop and his back is bent. Will not the world laugh at us if he is our commander? If you want poor Bhishmacharya to be killed, why throw him to the enemies? The mere twang of my bow will be sufficient.
Karna, put an end to your wild behavior. Do not blabber because of your young blood. Do you imagine yourself equal to Bhishmacharya? He is the eldest of all of us.
If I fail to make 10,000 heads roll before sunset every day, I am not Bhishma. If I do not force Sri Krishna to take up Sudarshana, his mighty wheel, I am not Bhishma. If I do not beat back the chariot of Arjuna, I am not Bhishma.
Before the Kurukshetra battle began, Yudhishthira bowed to Bhishma and received his blessings. Krishna himself was Arjuna's charioteer. Shikhandi was with the Pandavas.
Shikhandi was a eunuch.
Shikhandi was none other than Amba, who he had refused to marry. She wanted vengeance. She meditated to Lord Shiva. She wanted a boon to kill Bhishma. Lord Shiva granted her the boon. She was born again to kill Bhishma. Fierce war began.
Thank you.
2 days, Bhishma took a toll of 10,000 Pandava soldiers before sunset. On the third day, Arjuna himself faced Bhishma and rained arrows on him. But it was very difficult even for Bhishma to withstand Arjuna's attack. Bhishma thought that Arjuna's success was only due to the presence of Sri Krishna. Bhishma took an arrow presented to him by Parashurama and aimed it at Sri Krishna's forehead. It struck Sri Krishna deep in the forehead. When Sri Krishna pulled it out, blood gushed and his whole body was drenched in blood. Sri Krishna becomes wild. He jumps from the chariot, holding the Sudarshana Chakra in his hand.
I shall kill Bhishma. Lord, I am a child before you. Will you be angry at me? I am your devotee. I shall be happy if you kill me, my Lord. Bhishma, I am pleased with your intelligence. I bless you.
Bhishma still lives in the heart of the masses because of his truthfulness, surpassing courage, unbeaten willpower, sincerity, devoted love, and above all, his highest commitment.